On your mom's calendar, that because she had that daily calendar for years and years that she wrote on every day, for July 23rd and July 24th of 1976, she had written on her calendar that for your wheat harvest, that the moisture content was 13.1% and that the test weight was 61 pounds per bushel. So would you explain that?
The moisture was based on the moisture content of the kernels of grain, and there's a certain level that they consider standard for different grains. And I think, I'm trying to recall, that I think that someplace in the 14 to 15% moisture level is the normal range for wheat. Also, when we talked about test weight, when we talk about test weights of grains, the standard test weight for a bushel of wheat is 60 pounds. So when a bushel of wheat weighs more than the standard, it's considered premium, or it's a more desirable level. So it means that the density of the kernels is heavier, so that the bushel of, we're getting more grain in a bushel of wheat because of the test weight. So that's a desirable situation as opposed to a lighter test weight. If the test weights become too light, then the elevators or the buyers may reject the grain because it's too light and it doesn't meet their specifications. As well, if the moisture level is too high, the grain will not store easily and it can go out of condition and spoil more easily, and it's not storable.
Okay. You mentioned something earlier about the protein in the wheat. Did you have anything more you wanted to say about the protein in the wheat, or was that
In wheat, more so than any other feed grain, because it's used more generally, and particularly in this case with the hard red spring wheat, where it's used for more flour and baking and human consumption, the higher the protein level, the more desirable the wheat is. Because of the high protein levels, it translates into higher protein products or end products that the flour is used for, i.e. bread and other baking goods. There is also premiums paid for higher levels of protein, so it yields more dollars per bushel when you combine the heavier test weight, as we discussed a little bit ago, per bushel, and high protein levels. Most markets, and in this case, I was paid a premium because of the higher protein levels and the higher test weights over a normal standard crop price.
Have you known anybody else that's grown wheat in Iowa?
Wheat is grown from central Iowa into the southern part of Iowa, more so than in the northern part of Iowa, mainly because of the soil quality levels. In some cases, there are farms in central Iowa that have had wheat bases, and a base is a historical record of the number of acres that were used for wheat. Primarily, these were developed in the late 40s and 50s and early 60s. As corn and soybeans became more of a predominant crop in Iowa, the less cereal grains were grown in Iowa. Our weather and our soils are more conducive to corn and soybeans than they are oats or wheat or some of those other crops.
In northern Iowa?
Yes.
The 114 bushels per acre, I take it that because you were pleased with the yield in 1976, that the 114 bushels per acre was a good yield.
Oh, it was a very good yield. Very pleased the first time out that we could grow that high of a yield of wheat for somebody that has not grown wheat before. We were just very fortunate that everything worked out as well as we planned it.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.